Hello and welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by Peter Ponocorvo and Laura Fitzpatrick. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Good. Laura, how are you?
Happy to be back.
Welcome back, Laura.
Are you well rested or are you exhausted?
Both.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like on the old Magical Express video when Goofy would say, "I need a vacation from my vacation." Yes.
That's the Tragical Express, right?
Yes.
When you're on your way back?
Yes.
Terrible. So, you know, I'm glad to have you back here, Laura, because I do have a question even before we start. We're going to skip the poll today because I've been following on all the social media fronts. And tell me all the buzz about the free dining going on right now, the promotion, because it seems like there's some negative attached to it right now, and I can't quite be sure what it's about. Explain it to me, if you would.
So Disney released the coveted free dining promotion yesterday, and, you know, the positive is it's the free dining plan for guests, whether you are a new booking or you've already booked during, you know, the promotion. I think the frustration lies with the lack of availability and the lack of Disney releasing rooms at certain resorts. I think, you know, they're tightening the belt on free dining. You know, if you compare this year to past years, you know, there's a lot more exclusions this year in terms of dates. And then you have to have a certain park ticket. You have to stay a certain amount of time. And then, of course, the resorts that you can stay at, too. So, I know the agents at the Magic for Less were on the phone yesterday for hours and hours and hours and up really early trying to secure the discount for clients. And, you know, we tried our best for all of our clients. Unfortunately, you know, it didn't happen for everybody, but, you know, we tried our best, and we're still continuing to try because the booking for free dining does not expire until July 8th. So you have until July 8th to take advantage of this promotion. So we're hoping some more availability will come up.
Is that common where availability gets released the further in with the promotion? Or is it all just hit at once? Or how does that work?
That I don't know for sure about, but I mean, people could have put reservations on hold yesterday because they were on the fence of whether or not they wanted to do it. And you have 3 days to decide, you know, if you're going to put the deposit down or not. And if you don't put the deposit down on those reservations, then they go back out to, you know, the general public. So, you know, I'm hoping that'll help.
Is there a resort that I could call you up tomorrow and guarantee free dining? Is there something that would be more of a lock? I'm assuming that would be like a deluxe type resort, or how could I get a guaranteed reservation with free dining?
From the quotes that I've been receiving, it seems that with the dates that I've been trying, that the deluxe resorts are more available right now. So like Boardwalk was coming up quite a bit. So you know, it seems like the values and the moderates are pretty much gone at this point.
Okay.
But that's not to say that they're going to be gone forever, just gone right now.
Okay. So still worth calling you guys up because you guys will do all the legwork as opposed to me having to call the Disney at this point to try and find availability.
Yeah, absolutely. With free dining that came out, there was a room-only discount that did come out that did include some October dates. So, you know, there is some discounts to be had for traveling this fall. So definitely reach out to me or another travel agent, you know, preferably with the Magic for Less, but that's just me speaking, so.
Yeah, reach out to Laura.
Yeah, reach out to me, please.
Right? You helped explain that. We're gonna do a little segue here because we're glad to have you back. Pete, she mentioned a few things that piqued my interest. A, the Boardwalk coming up due to its proximity to Epcot, and the fact there's free dining, Pete, I think we have some unfinished business, don't you?
So you're saying you think you should stay by Epcot because you're going to win the title for best fantasy draft of Epcot?
Intergalactic, Pete. Intergalactic Draft.
I like that. I like that name.
So, Laura, we'd like to welcome you back because we're going to throw you right into the middle of the pot today. So if you've not had a chance to listen to the previous show, and I know you were busy today, this free dining is throwing you for a loop and whatnot. So we'll get you up to speed. Pete and I last week decided to host a fantasy draft, and we were to select 5 restaurants and 5 attractions. And much like I posted on social media, many rules were bent. I wouldn't say broken. I would say bent in order to facilitate the attraction slash restaurant categories. And you are going to be the judge today. Are you up for that?
Yeah, and I can honestly say I have not listened to that show. So I have no idea what to expect. So it's,
Laura, don't say that. Say you've listened to the show.
Well, no, I'm being fair. I haven't listened.
Okay, so she's not listening. So, Pete, how do you want to do this? How should we present these to Laura?
Well, why don't we just have somebody throw one out and the other person can try to counter it.
Counter it. I like it. Okay, so this will be a game of strategy as well, huh?
I'm feeling under pressure.
Okay.
Wow, you're not trying to win anything.
Yeah, but we'll...
listeners.
Well, Pete, we can hit the mute button on her. That's why she's nervous, right?
Good point.
Right? All right, so... All right, big man, why don't you go first? You toss one out, and I'll counter it, and I'll go second, and we'll go through the entire list. Does that work for you?
That'll work.
All right, buddy.
All right, so it was my number one overall pick, and I'm going to start off with it. Illuminations.
Oh, man. Okay, so now, do I go and try and counter a big gun with a big gun? Do I go with a little shooter and hope that I can sway the vote later on? Let me think here. Okay, Pete, you threw out Illuminations. I'm going to try and play this one fair and square. I'm going to throw out...
You're going to put your show up against Illuminations?
Yeah, I was thinking...
This would be amusing.
No.
Laura, wait until you hear this. Okay.
Go ahead.
You started now. Come on.
I'm going to try and actually counter it. All right, because I know Laura likes Illuminations, but... Laura, do you like Soarin'? Do you like Soarin' Over the World, Laura? Not even Soarin' Over California? That's my selection, is Soarin'. And I know it's not working right now, but just imagine.
I haven't seen Soarin' Over the World. Does that even count?
Well, remember, I said bent.
Don't worry, his next attraction isn't going to be up and running yet.
Bent, not broken. All right, so let's just imagine how good Soarin' will be.
Okay. So Soarin' versus Illumination?
Yes. And I'm asking you forward thinking, Laura. Some forward thinking.
Okay, you picked like my 2 favorite attractions, so
So let's play pros and cons. We got the great fireworks show, we got the rotating globe, we got
music
and fire going off in every direction.
Yeah.
And we've got the oversized erector set with the smell of Valencia oranges and the breeze blowing through your hair. And that's only Soarin' Over California. You can have the Eiffel Tower, Monument Valley. You can see the Great Pyramids. Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
Well, I think I made my decision.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Illuminations.
Oh!
And here's why. Because Illuminations is a long experience. I mean, it kind of starts at an hour before because you get your spot, and then the pre-show starts. I love the pre-show.
Have you ever waited in the standby line, Laura? Does that count as an experience? Is that a 3-hour experience? No. Okay, I get your point.
That's valid.
I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, Soarin', but if somebody asked me if I'd rather do Illuminations or Soarin', I only have time for one, I'm probably going to pick Illuminations. Because this last trip, that's what happened. Soarin' wasn't even open.
All right, 1-0, Pete. I'll chalk it up. Okay, so let me counter that, and let me take you for a bite to eat, Laura.
Okay.
Laura, you like Mexican food?
Do you want me to answer that?
Oh, no. All right, we're going to skip that one for now. We're going to skip that one for now. We're going to go with San Angel Inn. We're going to say just because, even if you don't like the Mexican food, you certainly must like the ambience. And you certainly must like the Mexican marketplace at nighttime.
True.
And the river ride through there. So true. That's a restaurant. Peter, you're up, buddy.
Okay. Well, if we're going to go for ambiance, I guess I'll put it up against Chefs de France.
Oui, oui.
This one's super easy. Are you ready?
Well, I think I know which way it's going.
I love Chefs de France.
Okay.
I'm going with Chefs de France.
Mm-hmm. So much for ambiance. All right, 2-0. This is not good.
This is all about my personal preference. That's what
you're
saying, right? Okay.
Yeah, of course, of course.
If somebody else was the judge, I'm sure this would be different.
Mm. All right, Peter.
Okay, let's see. We'll kind of go oddball here. I have this as an attraction, as they do not serve food.
Okay.
But it is an experience, and that is Club Cool.
Okay.
All right, so Pete's going to throw Club Cool out there. And let's see, based on Laura being a teacher, I'm going to have to go with the educational pursuit of our glorious country. And I'm going to throw the American Adventure out there at you. And all of America's pageantry. That was my attraction.
Okay. Do you want to try to sway me or what?
No, there's no swaying.
Okay. Well, I make Charles go to Club Cool with me every trip, but I have a special place for the American Adventure, so I'm going with American Adventure.
Oh, good choice, Laura. Beverly is brutal, isn't it? Good choice.
You know what's funny?
That's the best part of going there, is giving it to somebody new.
Well, here's the funny part. Charles has had Beverly before. So we go into Club Cool, and we're trying things. I was like, oh, you need to try the blue one, the Beverly. It's really good. It's my favorite. And I'm pretending to drink it. And I so wish I would have gotten this on video. And he pours a full cup, and he starts drinking it. And he's like, the face he just made was just priceless. I'm like, you've had this before. I can't believe you fell for this. It was awesome. But I didn't get it on video.
I will give Pete credit, though. When you've got 3 kids, Club Cool is about as good as it gets, right? Free pop for a little bit of time, pretty much unlimited.
Yep, there you go.
I love Club Cool. It's just a cool place. You know, it's very unique. I mean, like you said, free soda.
Free soda. Well. All right, Laura, you do like Illuminations. I understand that. And you would certainly see the value of getting a prime seating area. So you and I are going to go and get a Scotch egg, and we're going to sit out in the patio of the Rose and Crown. That's my restaurant.
Okay.
You can go get a Scotch egg with him, which is a hard-boiled egg wrapped in sausage and deep-fried. Strange.
Yeah, and I'm a vegetarian, so that's hard, but okay.
Yeah. Or you can come hang out with me for some sushi at Tokyo Dining.
Oh, come on, the sushi part here.
Oh.
And I believe Tokyo Dining is on the end of the Japanese pavilion that is facing the lagoon, is it not?
I think you might have an obstructed view, though, Pete. There's a beam right in front of your table. It's awkward. It's badly designed. I don't know.
Excuse me, miss. Can we sit at that table over there? Thank you.
God, they're packed. They're packed.
Tokyo Dining's never packed, buddy.
I was going to say, it was wide open when we were there. I love Rose and Crown. It holds a special place. It's where my family first ate, but I have to go with the sushi. Gotta go with the sushi.
All right. 3-1. 3-1.
You had Peter, you're up. Sushi. Right? That was like your secret.
I know.
There.
Right?
Yep. I know. All right. I'm going to...
I've never even eaten there before either.
I'm going to throw it out there. I also drafted number two, the Park Icon.
Hey, time out. You just picked a restaurant you've never eaten at as your choice over the place your family
went. It has sushi, Chris. Come on, man.
We were going to eat there, but Charles was sushied out, so we didn't go.
I can't believe I've lost to a place she's never eaten at before.
I want
All right.
to.
The Park Icon, Spaceship Earth is my next one.
Okay.
Spaceship Earth. Okay. So...
And I didn't even say I wanted the old version with Jeremy Irons either. I'm taking the current.
Okay.
Dame Judi Dench is nice to listen to. How about Walter Cronkite?
Nah, I'm still taking... Choice Jeremy Irons.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Spaceship Earth. Let me see here. Let's try and... All right, so let's do a little forward thinking here, Laura.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Yeah.
Here's another one that isn't running.
Take it easy over there. All right. I'm going to take you on a trip, and we're going to kind of go to Norway. And in fact, we're going to Frozen Ever After, and we're going to Arendelle. But I dubbed it Frozen Ever After Strum, and that's the last time I'll call it that, because we're going to go to Frozen Ever After, because I've seen footage, and I know it's going to be awesome, and they use the Maelstrom's boats. And can you just imagine the weight and the attraction and the power that ride's going to bring? Yeah. I'm asking for a lot. It's going up against the headliner, but I figure maybe you like to sing. I'm trying to go that way. I don't know.
Spaceship Earth.
Oh.
I love Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, I know, me too. I thought it was going to go in the third or fourth round and then snatch it, but Pete took it in the second round. It's like he brought his A game out and I had my D game on the draft day. It was terrible.
Ugh.
All right. 4-1, Pete. This is getting ugly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got you. You got some interesting ones coming up. All right. Laura, would you like to go with me to the Canadian Pavilion and... go to Le Cellier for dinner? How would some beer cheese soup sound to you?
It sounds delicious.
Mmm. Peter?
Okay. So it's going to be Le Cellier versus Via Napoli.
Mmm.
The best pizza on property.
Le Cellier.
Le Cellier.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that, Laura? Have you eaten there?
Yeah, I've eaten there. I've eaten it both. It's been a couple of years since being in Napoli, but on our honeymoon we ate at Le Cellier, and the beer cheese soup and the filet I had was, and then I had this really unique martini thing where it's like you got to try three of them. Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
And the atmosphere in there is really nice. I like that. It was nice.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, big guy. I'm making a comeback.
All right. Well, Laura, I pulled this one in your honor last week.
Okay.
This one I called out, and Chris initially tried to tell me it was just one part of it.
Oh, you're such a dirty rat with this one.
And I said, no. I didn't say Finding Nemo. I said The Living Seas with Nemo and Friends.
Yeah.
So I have Turtle Talk, I have Finding Nemo, I have the aquariums themselves, and the Coral Reef Restaurant as one location and one selection.
Okay.
He's trying to claim like the entire future world, Laura. I mean, can you not see the blatancy of his violation here?
I see that.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember who gave you the Imagination Pavilion and the Extinct Attractions show.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to soften her up, Pete.
So you're basically just taking the Living Seas Pavilion.
Correct.
Exactly. And I said he couldn't do it, but he blatantly did it.
Did anybody later take, like, the Germany Pavilion or something like that?
Nope.
Oh.
He had every opportunity to, but he failed to.
Because I think the World Showcase countries are an attraction in itself.
Well, that might be a future show, but we were just trying to play it nice and easy by the rules, and it didn't quite go down like that there. So, anyways.
If you're not bending the rules, you're not playing hard enough.
This is true. That's what Bill Belichick says. So, all right, Laura. How do you feel about speed? Raw speed. Cars swerving. And the finest thrill ride in the park. We're going to call it Test Track.
I'm thinking this one's a little bit hard. It's funny, on my last trip, I didn't do either of these things.
Sponsored by GM.
I didn't go into Living Seas at all, and I didn't do Test Track at all.
Okay, so I guess it's a contest of kind of want to do, but didn't quite get it done. Come on, Laura.
I'll give it to Test Track.
Wow. Really?
I know.
Somebody got a sympathy vote on that one, I think.
It's okay. It was like picking up a giant and slamming it. A whole pavilion. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, she's going to go sit in line for 2 hours while I get four things done. That's cool.
Not if I use a fast pass.
Fast pass, Pete.
Yeah, you got one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to use it on Test Track?
In Epcot,
when supposedly his new soaring is going to be out soon.
Well, yeah.
Pete, maybe she had a bad experience with a manatee in her lifetime, you know?
You can't have a bad experience with a manatee.
Well, I did have
maybe?
They don't do anything.
You know.
They call them sea cows for a reason.
Well,
they just kind of sit around and eat.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe she went swimming in a spring in Disney one time, and before you know it, it went bad. I don't know, so... Thank you, Laura. Okay. Let's see here. We've got a couple restaurants, and we've got an attraction. And the attraction actually is very similar. So, let's take you out to eat, but let's reintroduce you to some of the legendary princesses at the Royal Acershus Banquet Hall. And I excuse me if I say it incorrectly, but we're going to take you to the wonderful character dining in the Norwood Pavilion.
Okay.
You can do that while you stare at the boats that aren't running yet.
I've never eaten
before. Or we can go and everybody can get something they like over at Sunshine Seasons.
You mean the food court where they move you in like cattle, Pete?
Yeah,
is that right?
Exactly. Have you eaten at Acershus?
Yeah, you got me there.
I have an ear tag and a brand when I got in there.
All right.
Move along. Take your picture. Move along. Take your picture. Move along.
No, actually, the menu is a little intimidating for me, to tell you the truth.
I've never eaten there, and I haven't eaten at Sunshine Seasons in a very long time.
Okay. Can I appeal to your princess nature, then?
Well, I do like princesses.
Are they there for dinner, Chris?
I need to ask my travel agent.
Yes.
Yes, Pete, they are.
Okay.
I'm looking up the menus.
Ooh, Chris, that does not bode well for you, my friend.
Well, because she knows the Sunshine, they got everything there, but it's a food court. So she's thinking, okay, can I beat a food court? So she's just looking for one item that she likes.
That's true.
They have the Norwegian form of sushi.
They have a pork chop.
They have.
And braised beef and goat cheese ravioli.
That sounds good.
I think I'm going to go with Acershus.
I just got shafted.
Oh, feel a little pressure, huh, Pete? Okay, we got some interesting ones coming up.
I was thinking about, you know, I don't know. That's the place I want to try.
I want to try. Cinderella. Absolutely.
Sure. Herring and cream sauce. Man, whatever.
Don't go to the food court. Don't go to the food court. It's not exciting. Go ahead, Pete. You're up.
The one time I ate Sunshine Seasoning, I can't say it. I didn't really care for it.
What was that? Do you remember what you had, Laura?
I'm looking at the menu, and they don't even have it on the menu anymore.
Oh, gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
How long ago was it that you ate there?
1982.
All right, well, Peter. Since it's the last attraction, I'm going to put my boat up against your boat. I have Living with the Land.
Tres Caballeros. And I'm going with the Grand Fiesta Tour.
Living with the Land.
Oh, come on. It's a pumpkin. It's a tomato.
I love it.
It's a 5-pound lemon, my friend.
Yeah,
and I know. You're going to be making lemonade with it.
Pete, I got to admit, you know what? Honestly, I watch it on YouTube even just for relax. I just go through the boat ride just at nighttime just to relax. I get it.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
So this next one's going to be interesting. This may make it a draw.
And this could make it a draw because it is interesting. Okay, Laura, you're stuffed. You just went to the Royal Acres and we're kind of walking around the Royal Showcase. I got my family, you and Charles, and you're like, you know what? I'd love some dessert. And I said, you know what? I got your ticket. We're going to go for ice cream in France. And though I probably can't say it correctly, it doesn't mean it's not going to be fantastic. We're going to go to, oh, I wish my wife was down here. She speaks French. Les Artisans de Glaces for some delicious homemade Epcot ice cream.
I love the pronunciation of that.
Yeah, I know I butchered it. I apologize for every person that's French or French speak.
It was great.
Okay.
So now, I have a little different version of after dinner.
Is it gummy bears, Pete?
I'm going to Mitsutoshi. And I'm going to have sake tasting. And some Japanese candies. And I'm going to walk out of there a little happier. Not as full from all that dairy.
So you're saying you're picking a store like Target as your dessert option, right, Pete? More or less? Like the Japanese Target, right? Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no. Okay. I'm actually saying I'm trying something that I don't get to have when I'm at home. I have Baskin-Robbins and Dairy Queen not far from my house.
Are you saying homemade Epcot's like Baskin-Robbins and Dairy Queen? Really? Oh.
I also have a gelato place by my house, too, but I didn't want to make you feel bad.
No, that's probably more like it, though. Okay, Laura, it's up to you. Do you want bag gummy bears of...
Can I play a wild card and pick my own?
Yeah, sure.
No, you must pick one of these. No, you must pick one of these.
Chris just realized if he doesn't win this one, he's done.
Dried squid in a bag, Laura, for dessert, or delicious ice cream.
Who's going to have dried squid in a bag for dessert?
I don't know.
I don't want any of
sake.
I don't want either. I want Karmelkusch in Germany.
But you cannot pick that. They're all closed. There's only two things open. Well, it's weird. It's a weird night.
And just think of all the different types of candy you have at the Japanese Pavilion.
Well,
yeah, but then you get to see those cat paw like clocks that move back and forward with the sun. It's weird. I'm
going with ice cream.
It's a draw. Oh. That's bogus.
You picked the ice cream.
Bogus.
Well, if I could pick Germany, then I'd do that instead.
Okay.
The fact that you picked a single attraction over an entire pavilion is bogus, but whatever.
Laura, I'm making notes for the next draft that Laura likes.
I was appealing to the mass.
Karmelkusch.
Yeah,
okay.
if you're appealing to the masses with that choice, we need to get you checked. Show me a kid that doesn't want to go see the dolphins.
I don't know. When Chris said, think of what you wish you did last trip that you didn't do. It's probably a test track.
Whatever.
I think you did marvelous, Laura.
Thank you. So is it 5-5?
It ended up 5-5.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
Yep.
I was taking notes, but I wasn't writing down who gave what.
Laura, my first two attractions were not even running, so I knew I was in a little trouble. I was hoping. Yeah, I was in trouble. I knew that. So.
Now, if you would have done, I don't know.
Well, there's not much left. You know.
Given. Living with the land was a given.
Yeah, but the ones we missed, like University of Energy, that's a personal favorite, but I don't think anyone else in the world likes it except for me and a handful of others.
No, Charles and I love it.
I have a t-shirt, and when I went to the ride the last time, the girl looked at me with the biggest eyes, like, where in the world did you find that t-shirt? So I was proudly walking around sporting my University of Energy t-shirt.
There you go.
So.
That he made with Puffy's t-shirt paint at home.
Crayola t-shirt. No, my wife got it for me for my birthday. She got me that. She got me, I think, the Phoenicians t-shirt.
Oh,
I have to find out.
I
have to find out the site.
Is it on the Disney Store website?
No, it wasn't. It's not an official Disney shirt. It's,
Oh, okay.
I'll find out where she got it, and I'll put it out in the next show. But
yeah.
they have some really unbelievable designs, and they're really cool. The Universe of Energy uses the exact script. It's awesome. I still wear it today.
Oh,
it's really
I would
cool.
love stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, you know what? I wanted to just, welcome you back and bring you on. I know we put you on the spot here, so thank you for playing along as a good sport.
That was a lot of fun.
Cool. And the next time we meet, I want to talk about your trip. You have a lot of cool pictures you sent over, and if you wouldn't mind,
oh,
I'd love to...
Hold on. What do we do with the belt?
Well, we're in trouble, Pete. I think we have to kind of put it in hypersleep until we can determine. Unless you want to cut it in half.
Can we get a belt and a trophy or something? Maybe we each have something? I don't know. I'm not cutting it in half, man. It's No, I'm not cutting
okay,
it in
how
half.
About you?
I care for it too much.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'll wear it on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then on Sundays, we'll let Laura walk around with it.
Man, I can't wear that at work. It's not uniform. I'm getting hosed left and right tonight.
You're
get
off
it.
On Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. We'll come up with a plan, I promise. Come up with a good plan. Hey, before we go, I wanted to mention somebody, if you guys give me a second here. I wanted to mention my friends Trent and his wife Jenny on the Disney DNA podcast. And if you're looking for another podcast to listen to, Trent's a great guy. It's a great family show. They have their daughters come on. Occasionally they have their daughters come on to review the Jungle Book. To my buddy Trent and Jenny, hey, guys, thank you. You guys have a really good product, and we appreciate the hard work it takes for you to put your show on. So I just wanted to give you a shout-out. So,
because we know how hard it is to do.
Yeah, absolutely, and the time needed. So anyway, I guess, we're pretty much ready to wrap it up. Pete, you want to lead us out? Laura, you want to lead us out? You've been a while since you've done that.
I'm mad. I'm going home.
You are home, Pete. You are home.
Sure.
Fire.
Well, thanks for listening to the WW Review podcast. And if you want to get a hold of any of us, you can find me on Facebook. On my Facebook page, Laura T. Spell Fitzpatrick. Twitter at DizLaura T. Chris?
On Twitter, it's at Disney Chicago. You can search me just by my name, Chris Malik, on Facebook. And the WW Review page, like our page, if you would, on Facebook.
Hey,
Peter.
Pete.
If anybody needs me, I'll be in the corner sulking.
That's all.
Sounds like you're already there.
That girl.
Going home and I'm taking my ball. Forget it.
All right. Well, if you have any comments or about the show, please post on iTunes. We love your reviews, and you can post on Facebook and give us a shout out on Twitter. And yeah, thanks for listening.
What? 20 seconds. Hold on. Time out. You made a great thought, Laura. I wanted to let everyone know if you've stuck with us this long. We appreciate that. You can find the Dubs pretty much anywhere now. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn. We're now on Google Play Music. We're on Pocket Cast. We're on Player FM. We're on Podcast Addict, Overcast. Anywhere you can find a podcast, you're going to find the WW Review. We appreciate everyone's feedback and support. So if you can tune in at any of those and subscribe, we greatly appreciate it. And leave us a review. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right. Thanks for listening, and see you later.
See you, everybody.
Bye-bye.